What I want to do today is, even though we usually, you know, go a little slower, I want to see if we could Bivkiyos, finish up Hilchos Taruvos, you know, just to get a basic familiarity, because then next month we'll need to move on to other topics. Just an important scheduling note for next month. The Sunday after, not the Sunday Yisro Chag, the Sunday, a week after Pesach, I will be away. So instead, we're going to have Shir on the Thursday. So like, we'll have Shir Tuesday, 3 days after Pesach, then Thursday, 5 days after Pesach, then the next Tuesday. So after Pesach, it's Tuesday, Thursday, Tuesday, instead of Tuesday, Sunday, Tuesday. I'll send an email to remind everyone. Those who are not on the email should know, but Tuesday, 3 days after Pesach, is the first Shir. Okay. We left off, we had finished Siman Hey. I want to look briefly at, Sif Hey at Sif Vav. Sif Vav has a Gzeira. The Gemara in Perek HaTaruvos, Perek HaTarovos rather, says if you have this collection of animals and Baal Chaim is not bought them, maybe you should just, coop them up together in a way that they'll all somehow run away and be Porish, and then call the Parish Meruba Parish. You won't have to worry about the fact that a Baal Chai is not Basel and Tarobus anymore. You have all the animals mixed up, kosher Korbanos and Pasel Korbanos. The Gemara says, Gzeira Shemayikach min HaKavua. Right? They made a special Gzeira that the Asur Parish, lest you take from the Kavua. So that's it. Love, Zera meaning Shema Yita Min HaKavua. What's the fear? If you, the fear is that if you have a tarobus and things are in Batha and you permit Parish, they all say, oh, I can take this after his parish. He won't be such a London. He'll also come and take from the Kavur, from the Tarovus itself. And from the Tarovus itself, it is Osir. So, parish Osir, Zeva Shemiyitach Min Ha Kavua. In what case were they go there, this Zera? Here we have a three-way Machlokes Rishonim. In what case they go to this Zera? One of the opinions is really not prominent in the Mepharshim. But the three opinions, the one less mainstream opinion, is Tosos, the Shein of Bein Tam, says, Gazru Rach B'Kachin. That there is only in Kachin, it has nothing to do with us. Okay, then we don't have to worry about it. The Mirza Shem soon Mashiach will come. But right now, today, we don't have to worry about it. The second opinion, which is the Shiltos, and the Rashba, and the Rashba also quotes from Bein Tam is saying this, says, Gazru Rat in Hifrish B'Yadayim. Meaning, if you cause it to be Parish by doing a trick, you turn your back so you don't see it being Parish, you coop them all up in a small area, and then you throw a firecracker behind your back, right? They all run away. So then, since you do this trick on purpose, if we let you do the trick on purpose to find one that's parish and say, call the parish Ruru Parish, then you might come to just taking the Kavua. But if it happened on its own, they were not Gozer. And the Re and the Rosh have both Machir Shita. Says the Re and the Rosh. Or let me just use the Lashon here. The Yadayim, the Lashon they use to say they've been Italian, right? You did it on purpose. Says the Re and the Rosh, nope. Gazru al kol Dover Shapirish. It's a general Zera. It's an across the board Zera. Those are all Parish Asu Kavua. What about the original case of the Chanuyos? So, he says, now, what about the original case of the Chanuyos? So, said the, explaining the Rosh, there's two cases of Kavua. There is
kavua de oraisa, like the chanuyos, lo dozen.
Why weren't they goes there? Because there's no shash someone might take from the kavua. Like, if someone knows there's a trade store, then he just buys from the kosher stores, right?
Because there's no shash.
Me mother shop. What do I mean? If there are 9 kosher stores and 1 trade store, if I know there are kosher and trade stores, I'll just check for a 2 of that. And if I don't know, then there's no need to make a gzera on me. You can't make a gzera on someone who doesn't know what they're doing anyway. They're not going to know the gzera. So there's no need for a gzera.
There's no shash. Shegita b'mezin midavar shenikar shehu aser. No, there's no shash of that. But in kavua d'rabanan equals dover she'eno bottle the tarobet, then gazru the chashishu shemayika min hakavua.
Right. In the regular case of kavua of parish, if I find a piece of meat on the street, I won't come to buy it from a trade store because I'll just check the 2 down in the store. But over here, where you have a jungle, a tarovis, you can't check which is which. You're going to be very tempted to say, come on, only one of these pieces of this trace, 100 of them are kosher. I'm sure it's okay. So they made this zera. How do we possibly read the Mechaber in Vav? Bali chayim shardvar v'chashuvim sh'nisar v'hetzer sh'ein v'tevim afilu be'elef. So anything that the Dabar Chashuv is nisare, meaning kavur d'rabanan, afilu pirish ha'chavin arov, achar sh'no the tarovis aser. Even if one of them was pirish, one of them somehow got taken by a cat or a mouse or blew in the wind or ran away, and you find it on its own, it's still usher. Behusha frishim miskavi, only if you cause it to leave the kavana. Avalon pirish b'meila, shari. But if it happened on its own, it's mutter. So the machaber paskin, like the Rashba and the Shiltos in one version of Ringatam, they were only gozer if you purposely make a trick to make something be pirish in order to matter it, then they would gozer. However, the Ramah doesn't argue, but all the Achronim do. The Shach and the Taz and the Gra all argue.
And Halacha L'maaseh, the Shach and the Gra and the Taz
all argue, and they say, like the Reed, the Gzera is across the board. The only exception to this Gzera is, and this the Shach points out, the only exception to this Zera is, let me just find you the line in the Shach. I think it's this one. You're up. How are you posting? Pirish, the Pirish Mamela. Okay. So he points out, maybe it's not in this shaft, but that if it was purish before Yediyas HaTaroves, then they weren't gozer on that because it won't come to a problem. But basically, this could really happen. You have a Chatil Rilis Kabi gets mixed up with 30 other Chatil Rilis Kabi. It's not Basel. Even if one of them on its own is purish, right? Even if one of them on his own is pirish, it's still usher, where goes on a pirish, shemi yikas menechavu ha-halacha l'maisa, says Rabbi Kiva Eger here, quoting the Minchas Yaakov, right? L'maisa,
most Achronim follow Rabbi Kiva Eger, quoting the Minchas Yaakov, that if there's no hefsin merubah, we're machmir, if there's hefsin merubah, we can be mekel.
So if there's hefsin merubah, we can be mekel if it's pirish on its own.
Is also we're not for even appears on its own, but we're never
make help if you did it as a trick. So if you make things parse as a trick, it never helps. If it appears on its own, we can make them welcome have some ruba. The Ramah adds some things. There's a lot of lumbers in this Ramah. We're just going to read through it. When do we have this Isser?
Which, by the way, shows the Ramah agrees with the Machaber. So it's only Isser if you're not for Shemis Kaveh.
That is only a case. Hainu shlo pirish rak ma'at. The nisharu mixes aysurim koman. When were they go there if one or two were pirish and the rest of them were still in their place? So us chayshina shem yikach mena kavu gamkin. Well, then parshu kulan the yachav lo nisharu koman. If they were all pirish, mishas aki roshon pirishu tzasan. And then when they were all pirish, some of them left the rest. Osan shapirishu az mutarin. Whatever the pirish when they all left is mutar.
except for the last two, meaning if there's 100, the first one you find is mutter, the next one you find is mutter, the next one you find is mutter, until you've already knocked at 98 and there are two left. Then if you find one of the two, it's usser, because now there's only two, there's no rove anymore. You assume the 98 were mutter, so the two includes the usser. Now it's 1-1, there's no rove. Okay, that's the kula of the Ramah. There's a lot of lumdus as to what the svara of this Ramah, that if they all scattered, what's exactly the case? The machlok is what's the case of the Ramah and what's the lumdus of the Ramah. We'll read the Ramah in what's maybe a simple way, harshly with the simplest way, that he means if they all scatter, there's no gzera. Why is there no gzera if they all scatter? Because the gzera is if you take this one that was parish, you might go to the tarobis and take more from the kvias, meaning from the tarobis. But if there is no tarobis left because they all scattered, then there's no gzera. There's no kavua left. It only goes around parish and there's a kavua left that you can take from. So if there's like 50 pieces here and one fell in the street, then you can't eat the one in the street because you might come to the 50 pieces that are still in the house. But if all 50 pieces scattered all over the city, then there's no kavua left to take from. So there's no need for gzera. Maybe that's what Rama means.
So did we see before that kol de parish applies to davar chashav also?
Ah, interestingly, not so explicitly in the maybe some of the Pesach Chubas.
But this is where
it's Dover Pashut in the 8th paragraph of Zvachim that called the Parish applies to Kavua Drabah. Okay. Yes. The Ramah ends with saying that in this Arvatan goal is trait of Biksheros, right? This is Balachayim, live animals. One trait chicken, one trait hen rather, with 100 kosher hens. They're all trait because live animals, not bottle. The Nimsa Beitza Beinehem, and you find an egg. The egg is mutter. Even if it's got two kosher hens, one trait of hen, you find an egg. The hens are all usher, so the davar chashav is not batel. But the egg is two-thirds likely to be kosher. The egg is parish. The egg is by definition parish. It's even a parish. It's even less than parish. It's like was never even part of the kvias. The egg is a new thing. The egg is not part of the hen anymore. Therefore, by the egg, you say the egg is not part of the tarovet. The egg's a new thing, and it's two-thirds odds that it is kosher. Okay, Zion. Finishes off the issue of another detail of a tarovet of things that are chashiv. Damashayinu batal maschah chashivusa. Something is not batal because of how chashiv it is. Gom balichayim uberi v'chatichu re'liskabed. Examples of dar chashiv aren't batal. V'damashayishu matirin. He also includes here damashayishu matirin. Shenis arvachirin. That got tarovet. So you have a tarovet without bitl. Naflu, right, this is the Gemara right there in the 8th paragraph of Zochim, v'nechal echmein v'shogeg. One of them was eaten accidentally. Bein shachlo, achmein v'shogeg, bein shachlo, achmein v'shogeg. Whether you ate it accidentally or someone else did. Naflu me'atul liyam. That's the case of Gemara. Naflu liyam agado. It was the original case of Gemara. Or it fell in the sea. Meaning one of them was destroyed. Not just one of them was like put in a drawer or a knapsack someplace. One of them is gone. It was eaten or it fell into the ocean. But in should have no lum, meaning it fell into the sea in a way that it's gone, not it just fell into your pond and you can fish it out. The rest are mutter, things big kula. Because we assume it was the isser that fell into the ocean. Okay, big kula. Right? What's the big kula? You have a tarobes of things that aren't bottled that are chashis. Let's say chatichas ruliskabi. Right? 20 chatichas ruliskabi, one of them is trained. A dog comes and eats one. So now, what do we say? We say maybe the dog ate the trace one, and now the rest of them are mutter. Okay, big chiddush. The shach in Zivkot and Menches assumes that the heter here is based on some sort of fake seika. Was it a fake seika? Maybe the trace one was eaten by the dog, or maybe there's still a trace one here. If there is a trait, even if there is a trait one here, every one I take, maybe it's kosher, maybe it's trait. So therefore, maybe there's a trait one in this tarovus, maybe there isn't. And even if there is a trait one in this tarovus, maybe I'm eating the kosher one. Okay, that's the famous heter called Nafal Echa Mehem Le Yam Ha Gud. However, there's a condition. The Gemara says that's if it was two. That's two. What does the Gemara mean by that's two? So here there's a machlokes between
Most Rishonim and the Rambam, let's say Rashi and the Rambam, right?
Nafal echad mehem liyam hagadol. Mutter.
Now the Tarovis is mutter. Because there might not be an Isser in this Tarovis. So now the Tarovis is mutter. However, the Gemara says only two. What does it mean, only two? Right? What does this mean, only two? So, says the Gemara says, only mutter two.
So there are two shoulders. Says the Rambam.
Says the Rambam, what does that mean? If they were small things that were nisarid, like they have an example here of a taba'as, or a te'ena, as opposed to big things, like a chavis,
says the Rambam, if the items are small, it's only mutter if two were destroyed, right? Falling into the ocean, half destroyed. Because one is not noticeable.
Okay, I don't know, what's the minute gross has called noticeable? Anyone? No minute gross?
Okay, we'll spell without me then.
Since the Rambam, what it means is that if you have small things and one of them falls in the ocean or gets eaten by a dog, that's not mutter. Because one thing's not noticeable. Only two things fall. Says Rashi differently. Says Rashi? No. What it means is
only mutter if you eat them two at a time.
You have to eat them two at a time. Here it's a bit of a funny thing. Why do you have to eat them two at a time? Technically, eating them two at a time increases the odds you might be eating an issue, right? Still less than 50%. Let's say there's, I don't know, one trade steak gets mixed with 10 kosher steaks, 11 steaks. One of them falls in the ocean and is gone. Now you have 10 steaks left. So every one I eat is only 1/11th chance of being traced statistically. If I eat two at a time, it's a 2/11th chance of being traced. So I eat more mutter than I eat them two at a time. So Rashi explains, not based on statistic science, but based on halacha, that if I eat two at a time, there's definitely heter in what I'm eating. The presence of heter is vada in what I'm eating. So at least one of them is mutter. Since there's a vada presence of heter and a fake sake of presence of Isser, therefore the presence of the heter outweighs the presence of the Isser. Okay, what is the svara? Because then heter is vadai present, Isser is maybe present. What do you mean by maybe? The whole tarovet might have Isser in it, might not, because it might have fallen to the sea. And even if there was other bits in it, the two pieces of meaty might have Isser, might not. When you have a vadai heter, when you know you're eating heter, and you're only maybe eating Isser, the presence of the heter overwhelms the presence of the Isser. That's a new form of svara, which we don't really have explicit. We don't seem to have models for this everywhere in Shas. It's a big chiddush this Rashi, which is probably why the Rambam did not say this, even though it seems to be more pashup shot in the Gemara. Okay, then the Isser is maybe present, so therefore the presence of heter, the presence of heter overshadows the possible presence of Isser. Okay, very unique svara right here in Rashi. Yes.
The Rambam
said, remember we said if one fell into the sea, it's mutter? Said the Rambam, that's for big things, but for small things, if one fell into the sea, it's not mutter. Because people don't notice one falling into the sea.
Because the only if two fell into the looks sea. Like?
Yes, it doesn't look like enough to make a heter if people barely notice it.
Okay.
Okay, also, both of these are funny svaras that we don't really have precedent for.
Ultimately, what you have to say is, it could be, there's more alumnus to say, but it's very difficult alumnus, is that this is a very special hester, and therefore they made very special restrictions.
L'maisa, how does the Mechaber Paskin? Says the Mechaber, Dover Shein of Batal Machus HaShivuso, starting into Bali Chayim, Viri V'chatiho, Yilis Kabe, Dover Shish Matirim, Shes Arv Acherim, V'nechol Echmei M'shogei, V'en Shachu Atzol M'shogei, V'en Shachu Acherim M'shogei, O Nafol Me'atzol L'yam, V'inyan Shnevim Na'olam, Hutru Kol Acherim, Shad Natol L'omor Ha'isar Halach Lo, continuing now, V'davgok Sh'ochel An'asharo Sh'tayim Sh'tayim, only if you eat the rest 2 by 2, biyachad, to be manav shachri kechad de tira, because for sure you're at least eating one water. There's certain presence of itzer, of heter, in what you're eating. V'lo ochel machas achas osir, he paskins like Rashi. Okay,
that's what the machaber paskins here. He paskins like Rashi, that's clear.
The Shach points out that the Mechaber elsewhere brings down. The Beis Yosef, that the Shulchan Aruch later on Siman Kof Mem quotes the Rambam. Maybe there are other, this only the Shach fears of the Rambam. Fine. The Halacha Lamaisa, the Shach also points out the Mechaber later quotes the Rambam. That the Mechaber later quotes the Rama, and it sounds a little from the Shach like he's being Machmer like the Rama also, in which case that would make this Heter a little less useful for us if we were Machmer also like the Rambam. One second. Halacha Maisa says the Prima Gadim that this is the
Ikra Din is like Rashi, but Yishla Hachmir like the Rambam Shalom B'Makom Hefsin Meruba.
Okay, Tarut the Chosh is also Hefsin Meruba. The Maisa is room to be Choshish for the Rambam as well. At least in small things. But the Ikra we Paskin like. Shash. The Shach and Mem Aleph, sorry. Okay, one of the other, before we get to the Ramah, one of the other side points that comes in here is that the Re says very clearly, quoted in the Torah and the Beis Yosef, that the Loshon of the Mechaber is Meduyik. What's the Loshon of the Mechaber? Nafa Liyam HaGadol.
He doesn't say he threw it into the Yam HaGadol. So when this heter applies, Nafal Yam Hagodol, Nafal Echad Mutter. Says the Ri, it's not in the Gemara, but says the Ri in the Poskin, he tell Echad Liyam Hagodol is Usher. If you throw one into the Yam Hagodol, that is Usher. Because well, if you did it amazing, that's like a bitulish of a chachila. And if you did it b'shogeg, aser, afilo hitel b'shogeg, dekam sinon shogeg, asu nezid. All right, if you throw one into the ocean, even by accident, we make a knas, because you might have really thrown it by purpose, or you'll come to throw it on purpose, and you're not allowed to do this on purpose. This is the only motive that happens by accident. Doing it on purpose, like the Mivatul Ishul Chachila, you're not allowed to do. The controversial part is, what about this case? Hechil, or let's see, Goy Okelev eats one of them, that's much of that, the same as the sea. Hechil Echad LeGoy Okelev is also, because if you do it, there it goes there. If you do it amazing, there it goes there, because you were vocal amazing. If you do a shogay, there it comes shogay up to amazing. The machlokes is, what about Achal Yisrael Echad b'shogay? What if a Jew ate one b'shogay? You might say, here we're not calling shogay up to amazing, because a Jew would not eat trace amazing. Or do we say, no, we still make a knas, because you might feed it to a goy amazing.
Say shogeg, you mean
either way, yeah.
Omer Mutter, or you don't know that it happened.
Yeah.
We mean Omer Mutter. Yes, we mean Omer Mutter. Because, okay, thank you for pointing this out to me. And he tells Achar Yediyas HaTarubes. The knas is only if you knew there was tarubes. If you didn't know there was tarubes, there's no knas. Asar and Hachtel Achar Yediyas HaTarubes. If you didn't even know there was a tarubes, then you can't make the knas. And if you knew there was tarubes and you were Omer Mutter, that's when we make the knas. So here it is a machlokes. The Rama says here, Mefurash, that's the Rama, the Mechaber, the Rama, say, even if one was eaten to Shogeg. But the Shach and the Taz disagree. So here, the Mechaber and the Rama says, Mutter, why? We're not, don't make it zero. You might eat a mamizid. You wouldn't eat trace mamizid. But the Shach and the Taz say Osir, right? Shalom Yochal Yisrael. Shalom Choshishu. Sheyochal Yisrael mamizid. We're not worried that, you might eat a mamizid. Shechoshishu Shema Yachil Likoy mamizid. Okay, doing the gezira, but you ate a b'shogeg, then he might see this with going to mezid. Halacha l'maisa, this is a machlokes. Okay, halacha l'maisa says the, a lot of achronim are mekel. Halacha l'maisa, there's room to mekel like the Chaber and the Ramah, certainly if you are stuck, the Prima Gadim and other achronim are mekel like the Chaber and the Ramah. As the Ramah at the end here, we're not going to get into this too much, as the Ramah at the end of Zion, Vafilo akum shtayim also lot of echo vechels kulam vafilo shnei bni adam il akum kulam vatachas. Said Rama, you can eat them two at a time, but you can't eat them all at once. Why? Because if you eat them all at once, then you're definitely eating the iser of the tear. You don't have a steak anymore, right? So that's fairly logical. What's the basis of the hefter? It's a maybe a steak a presence of iser. But if you eat all ten at once, you grind all ten into shot meat, mush it together, and make a hamburger. Then there's not seik anymore. If there's iser here, you're eating it. And therefore, that is usur, and likewise, that even two people can't eat at the exact same time. Okay, the Achronim argue a lot about this. We're not going to get into it now. We're going to move on to seik.
Is that a problem if you say that it's a problem by Yavish Yavish?
Yes, the Achronim assume that one can compare it. Even though, Yesh Le Chalik, but we're not going to now. Let's talk about Seika. Here I'm going to go a little out of order. Who's in charge of the board today? Okay. No. You can't take it. Mal and Kodesh Ayim Maridim. We already gave a great coat.
It wouldn't be Maridim.
No. Besides that, we're putting this on the internet, and we wouldn't want if someone's a Bacher. We wouldn't want people to know leave an iPhone. We wouldn't have shit potential. Someone's already married. By the time your kids are old enough to get married, no one will remember what the word iPhone meant. So it won't be a problem.
There's no marriage.
Ooh, okay, fine. So we'll call him something else. Okay. Thank you, Chesky Glatt, for taking a picture of the board with your iPhone. Fine. Let's talk for a moment about Seika. And what I want to do here is, there's a very, very classic lumdus in Seika, which I do want to point out before we get to Sibchas. I want to talk about the classic Seika. The classic Seika, like in Masechet Ksubas kind of Seika, is called Shnei Seikas B'Guf. There are two Seikas about the Guf HaDavar, if it's Asur or Mutter, right? Remember the case in Masechet Ksubas? A regular Yisrael gets married in a regular schedule to a regular girl and discovers she's not a Basula. Did she do Znuster and Erosin and is she Britain? Then he says Seika. Maybe whatever she did was before Erosin, so it's not adultery. Or maybe it was after Erosin. Even if it was after Erosin, maybe it was Baratzon, and that would make her forbidden. Or maybe it was Bonus, and it's not her fault, and therefore it's Mutter. Or another example we have from Or Chaim, Sofet Mutza, on Yom Tov Sheni. We're not sure if this fell off the tree today or fell off the tree last week. We're not sure if this apple is muktzah or not. We're not sure if this egg was laid today or was laid last week. And it jumped the chain. So maybe it's yomtiv today, maybe it isn't yomtiv today, because it's only sfeikat yoma. And even if it's yomtiv today, maybe this egg was laid today and maybe it was laid last week. So sfeikat means in the guf hadavar, there's two sfeikos, whether it is usser or mutter. That is a classic sfeika. The sfeika that's discussed in most sugyas in, well, there aren't that many sugyas of sfeika in Shas, but in most sugyas of sfeika in Shas. So, the you got the word, right? There's a famous lumdus about sfeika. About the principle of seikseika, without getting into the types of seikseikas, all the various types of seikseikas. Seikseika. Why is it mutter? If something's alright, says l'chomra, why is seikseika l'kula? So the prima gadim says to pshatin. The prima gadim has a hakira about why seikseika is mutter, not here, but in his sefer Ginas Radim. He has a hakira why seikseika is mutter, and the prima gadim has a very famous yeshivish hakira why seikseika is mutter. And he says, basically, the problem is this: there's no mukar. He never says in the words the mukar to seikseika is mutter. He never says like mehesi tesi seikseika is mutter. In the beginning of chulin, it says how do we know a rov is mutter? There's a rov ketter. How do we know if it's chazchetket ketter? Chazaka is mutter. How do we know seikseika is mutter? Never says anywhere in Shas. So says the Prima Gadim, why is it mutter? Says the Prima Gadim, Tutsadim. Says the Prima Gadim, Siddhat Harashva, rove. It's a rove. What do you mean by a rove? A sfeikseika is not necessarily a rove. Let's go back to Ksuba. So I'm hoping everyone remembers, like, Pesach Pesuch, beginning of Ksubas. Right, the guy finds Pesach Pasuach, Safeg, before Erusin, Safeg, after Erusin, Safeg, only Safeg Rasa. He doesn't know the numbers of any of those things. He doesn't know what the odd that she's Asura and what the odd that she's Luteris. Right, it's not like nowadays you have statistics. Even nowadays, we have statistics about what's Onus, what's Rasa, what's before Erusin, what's after Erusin. No, he just has two things he's not clear about. How is that a rogue? So the Sheshmaita points out that sometimes you have two spakos, you can actually know statistically the rove. Like, if you actually know the numbers for each suffix, you can, like, just multiply, you know, that is very easy algebra, and you can figure out what the odds are. But that's not the classic seikseika. The classic seikseika is that you don't know the numbers. So what does he say? He says, what the Prima explains, that rove tzedadim counts as a rove. If we didn't rove, what do you mean by rove tzadim? Let's imagine your classic seikseika, right? What's your classic seikseika? Let's go back to Ksubos, right? Very yeshivish seikseika. Here we have, when would this woman lose her besulim, right? Was it when she was a pnuya, or was it when she was an arusa? Was it birasom, or was it ba'onas? Those are the two seikos. Did she, whenever she slept with a man and lost her besulim, it was either rutzon or ones, it was either when she, before Erusin or after Erusin. So if she did this when she was a pnuya, it doesn't make any answer to her. Mutter. If she did it when she was a rusa, it was ones, then it doesn't make any answer. Only if she committed adultery, the rutzon, it makes her usser. So you have four boxes, box zoning, that's studim, three boxes mutter, one box usser, that's a rove. It's not your classic rove. We don't actually know what percent of the time. But a rove doesn't count as a rove. That's the Prima Gadim's Chiddush. Seikseika works within rove, because rove doesn't count as a rove. Okay. And that's the Chiddush Chazal made Nisvara. It says in the Torah, Karab Lahatos, Nisvara, it says you can count boxes as a rove. The second shot is the Prima Gadim Das Rambam. He claims the Machlokas Rashba Rambam. By the way, why do I say Prima Gadim Das Rambam Das Rashba? Because if you look up the Prima Gadim inside and you look up the Rambam to the Rashba, neither of them actually say this before. The Rambam never says this. In some yeshivas, it's makobel that the Rambam said this and the Rashba said this. Not true. The Rambam didn't say this and the Rashba didn't say this. The Prima Gadim interprets them as saying this. And it could be. Yeah. It's eminently possible. said the Rambam, that's a Rambam, not Midin Rov, Midin Safeg Dirabbanan Lekula. What is that to Safeg Dirabbanan Lekula? So he says, what's the famous sheet of the Rambam? We know Safeg Dirabbanan Lekula. The famous sheet of the Rambam is that it's not in the Torah that Safeg Dirabbanan Lekula. Minat Torah Safeg Dirabbanan Lekula. It's only Xer Dirabbanan that Safeg Dirabbanan Lekula. Like Safeg Doraisa, man is 50% likely to be trace meat, 50% likely to be kosher meat. When Moshe came down from Har Sinai, he told the Jews that was okay. He told the Jews, whatever's for sure against this book I'm bringing you, you shouldn't do. But if you're not sure if it's against the rules of this book, you're allowed to do it. Me Doraisa, you're allowed to get into Sfeikos. Me Drabban, and there it goes, you're not to do a Safeg Doraisa. Ah, now you see what happens, right? A Safeg Doraisa. Lefi the Rambam is only Aser Midrabanan. So those of us who know mathematics, right, you just put Safeg Doraisa in parentheses and add a Safeg beforehand, right? Therefore, a Safeg, right? Anyone remember how to do this equation? If Safeg Doraisa is Aser Midrabanan, you can add a Safeg on each side of the equation, right? Let's multiply by pi on each side of the equation. So a Safeg Doraisa, Lefi the Rambam, is a Safeg Aser Midrabanan, right? If the Safeg is Drabanan, and a Safeg Drabanan, Lekula equals Lekula. That's the Prima Gadim Chav. Two very, very nice Pshatim. The Rav didn't like either of these Pshatim, and the truth is the Rav wasn't the only one who said this. All the famous Rosh Yeshiva and why you said this, it's also found in the Shemeshka. The Shemeshka said the same thing. But I think the Rav's one is more famous nowadays. But the Rav said that neither of these Pshatim are correct. And he had some riots from many Shitas that neither of these Pshatim are correct, which I'll mention in a moment. The Rav says no. Sikseika is not an application of a pre-existing principle. It's not an application of Rov, like the Prima Gadim thinks the Rashba holds. And it's not an application of Safeg Dirabbanan Lekula, like the Prima Gadim thinks the Rashba holds. Rather, said the Rav, something a little fancier, said the Rav, Sveitseika is mutter because there's no reason for it to be usher in the first place. What does he mean by this? Not everything is called a suffix. For example, if I were to ask you, I were to say, Chaim, is the chicken in your refrigerator kosher? You'd say yes. I'd say, how do you know? Maybe a thief snuck into your house and took a little syringe and injected some milk into it when you weren't looking. So a normal person would not say, well, it's the chedkas heter, or Rome, that thieves don't do things like this. A normal person would say, that's not really a suffix that has to be resolved. A suffix means there's a reason to think it could be both ways. That's called a leidas ha-safeg in Lamda terminology. When the leidas ha-safeg, you need a halachic rule to be makel or to be machmir. When there's no leidas ha-safeg, that's not even a question. That's what, remember we discussed once, be it a mussi, mishe, in a mussi? But some people say that when the miyat's not in a mussi, there's not even a leidas ha-safeg. So the Rav says, a fake is not even a leidas ha-safeg. If this guy marries the girl, he'll find a pesach ha-suach ha-safeg. And he asked the rabbi, is my wife permitted to me or forbidden to me? And he says, well, she might be forbidden if X and Y. If two sefikas both go the wrong way, she'll be asura. Says the Rav, this is the Rav's Chiddush, and Rav Shmuel said the same thing, says, that's not called the leidas ha-safeg. And therefore, you don't need a rule to be matur, because it's never the having of being asura in the first place. Says the Rav, it is mutter, without a rule to master it, because there's no leida ha-safeg in the first place. Okay, there's many nafkaminas. Yes?
Is that just the estimation of Chazal, or is there a pasuk?
That's the estimation of that the svar of Chazal. That a safeg means if you could ask one question and there are two possible answers to the question, that's called a safeg. If you have to ask two questions before you get the possible answer, That's not a suffix in the first place. Remember we talked about how you ask the question changes the answer logically? So that's what we're saying. If the question has to have two questions in it, then that's not, it doesn't even count to the question in the first place. That's not even a latest suffix. That's the chaf of the rub. And the rub brings many rishis, in which case it's mutter b'vados. Right? What are the rishis the rub brings? The rub brings a few rishis. The famous thing, sure, is the kasha on Tosos, on Daftet, in Ksuvas. Tosos assumes that you can be mostly mumon based on a safe seka. If she has a safe seka that she deserves a ksuva, she can sue him for a ksuva. And win. You can sue anyone, right? If there's a safe seka that you owe me money, three boxes you owe me money, then you have to pay. Asked the Pnei Yeshua, he says, Mimanav Shah. Hold on a second. If you didn't rove, aim will see in mum and I'll be rove. If you mean to stop your bum lakula, that has nothing to do. You can't be multi mum on stuff your own lakula. It has nothing to do with multi mum. When it comes to mum, suffix is always how much of a raya. So he says, why does Tosfos think this? Now, I'm not saying this is the other answer. But the Rav says, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, can you be lehotzi mamon al pisvei seka? If three boxes, you owe me 100 zuz. And one box, you don't owe me 100 zuz. Right? Can I force you to give me a ksuba? According to the Prima Gadol, or not, because a rove is not multi mamon. You don't have to pay me money for drove you owe me, and you certainly don't have to pay me money for tasafik whether you owe me. But according to the Rav, of course, it's vada you owe me. There's not even a question whether you owe me. I know someone asked the question, but halachically, that's not a question. So then, that is a great nafkamina. According to the Prima Gadol, you are pasuk. According to the Rav, you are chayav. This is the opinion of Tosos in Ksuvas Daf Testament Beis. And this is the opinion of the Pnei Yoshua, Shehetsha al Tosos. The Pnei Yoshua there, where's the Kasha in Tosos? Pnei Yoshua says, based on Pnei Gadol, and Tosos is problematic. Not that there aren't ways to resolve this. The Rav, I'll mention some other nafkaminas which are going to come up, perhaps, a little later. Are going to come up, perhaps, a little later. So, how about, in Sorek Livarer, right? Meaning, if you can just check it out, you can check if it was onus or rutzon, or you can check if it was, when the egg was laid, etc. What if you could find out? Do you have to matriarch yourself to find out the answer? Do you have to try to find out the answer? So l'chora, according to the Prima Gadol, sorry, levar. If you can find out, you have to find out. We don't rely on stuff you're bundle cool if you could find out. You have to try to find out. We don't rely on rove if you could find out. 3-1 rove. We don't rely on that if you could find out. You have to try to find out. I mean, if you can find out, you have to find out. Only if you can't find out, you rely on seka. But according to the Rav, we'll see this much closer later on. No, you don't even have to bother to find out the answer because there's not even a question. It's about there's not even a question in the first place. You don't even have to. And Taka, the Ramah, towards the end of this segment, will say, you don't even have to bother to find out, which works well for the Rav. Another nafkamina could be, I'll just mention two more nafkaminas, then we'll get into some real, nitty gritty things, maybe without too much lumbus, just to see the basic lay of the land. Another nafkamina could be, what about Seif Seika, the Dover Sheish Lamatirin? What about Seif Seika, the Dover Sheish Lamatirin? Would you follow Seif Seika in a Dover Sheish Lamatirin? This is very controversial, because we'll see there are different kinds of Seif Seika. But let's say a regular Seif Seika, like this, like a classic Super Seif Seika and a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. So if we're being Suf Drabon Lakula, we know we're not making Suf Drabon and Dover Sheish Lamatirin. If it is, we did the Rav, of course we're making one. There's no doubt in the first place, right? So, according to the Prima Gadin, the Das HaRambam, that would be for sure Usher. according to the Rav, it would be for sure mutter. It's not even a suffix in the first place. Who cares if it's Dabar Shishis Matira? It's not a suffix in the first place. If you're being makel stuff your abundance, you can't be makel stuff your abundance, Dabar Shishis Matira, and have to have forced Gemara and make it up that way. Of course, the Rav Shmuel where it's Rav is a little trickier. Because not this on the roof. So, Lina Basaruva, we'll just leave it as a Yeshua Ayan. If you recall, in Simon Kofay's, I think maybe the first Pesay Chuba, discussed whether we follow the odds, 3-1 odds in Dabar Shishis Matirin or not was unclear. It was a big Machlok Sakharov. I'll mention one last thing. What about Seth Seka Ben Makom? This is also a big Machlok in our. What if you have Chedkat Isser? Can you follow Seth Seka Ben Makom Chedkat Isser? Chazaka said it's Usser, but Seth Seka tells you it's Mutter. Okay, what the case is, we'll see. Here, this should also be an Akumina. Again, according to the Rav, all these are Pasha. Like, Seik Seika is Pasha Mutter. Like, who cares? Again, one could make it complicated, but the simple shot would be that, according to the Prima Gadda Daf Rambam, it should be Usser. Why? Because if it's Safik Rabbanan, the Cheskas Isser, it's Usser. How about according to the Rashba? What's the name of a robe if there's a Cheskas Isser? Do we follow the robe to be Master or the Cheskas Isser? The rule is Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adit, Ruba Deep Chazaka. So, according to the Prima Gadin, the Das HaRashta, it would be Mutter, and according to the Rav, it would also be Mutter. Seik Seik is Vaday Heter. If it's Vaday Heter, who cares if it's Esser? Right, this was Asher yesterday, but I know it's Vaday Mutter today. So, who cares what it was yesterday? You only use a Chazaka when you have a Safek. If there's no Safek, you don't care about Chazaka. Okay, obviously one could make these more complicated. This is a basic introduction to Lomdos, and we'll see a lot of mainstream Shitas really work better for the Rav, which may be why the Rav said his Shita. Started with the Tosfos and Ksuba, speaking with Milky Mamon, and then the Rambam says you don't have to bother to check. I mean, all these Shitas really work very much better for the Rav. And it's Docha the way the Akronim try and answer them up for the Rashba. And impossible for the Rambam. You just have to say the Rambam doesn't hold on these Shitas. Okay, now, this is sort of a classic Lundish introduction to Seik Seika. What makes it complicated is that the Poskim are mechalik between two kinds of Seikos that go into Seik Seika. There's what's called Safek Beguf, whether an item is Mutter or Usser, like the examples I mentioned, and Safek Betarovis. Ah, there's a tarovis of Isser and Heter, and we don't know which item is which. Now, let's say I have my tarovis, right? I take one item out of my tarovis, right? I have my tarovis, a piece of paper, one Usser paper, a lot of Mutter papers. I take one out. Ah, suffix, whether it's Usser or Mutter. But it's a different kind of suffix. Because it's not like a suffix whether a particular thing is Usser or Mutter. It's just part of a conglomerate of things, that have different identities within them. That's called suffix. Bitarovis as opposed to Safek Beguf. And there are three different sugyas in Shas about this. Let's explain what I mean by that. There are three sugyas in Shas about Safek Beguf. There is Beis Sekos Beguf. Where is that happening? Shas, Ksubas, Daf Pes, with Pesach, Pesuach. Right? That's the kind of Seik Seika, and then there are many other examples of that all over the place. That's like a classic or a Bible Seik Seika. I want to know if this meat is Mutter. Well, according to the Rambam, Mutter, but according to the Mechaber, it might be Usser. But even if it's Usser, according to the Mechaber, according to the Chodesh, it's Mutter, and according to the Rambam, it's Usser. That's Seikas for God. There's no Tarovis of anything. Okay. This is what the psak, what's the halacha, is that it's Vaday Mutter. Two Seikos Beguf is a classic Seik Seika. That's what I've been discussing until now. Why do I call it the classic Seik Seika? Because it's for sure Mutter and Shas. Then there's another example. What about Beis Seikos Betarovis? This is the sugya in Zvachim. Discuss one place in Shas, I believe, Zvachin, Daf, Ayin, Dalid. Okay, it might be some of your other places also, but the main sugya is Zvachin, Daf, Ayin, Dalid. What is Zvachin, Daf, Ayin, Dalid? I have a it wasn't a chassidut, it's kavi, they made with a ring of avodah zara and other examples, all kinds of different examples, right? I have, let's call a chassidut rilas kavi. A chassidut rilas kavi gets mixed with 30 other chassidus. Each one of those is a suffix. One of those chassidus, I accidentally pick up and mix it with another 20 chassidus. Now, in the second taruvus, you have a sveikseika. What I pick up one of the second one, I say, maybe this is the one from the first taruvus, maybe it's mutter. And even the one from the first taruvus, maybe it's mutter, maybe it's usser. Right? So that base fakos bit taruvus. That base fakos bit taruvus. And, like so, right? Here you have, you know, esser and heter. Esser and heter accidentally mix. And now you have five taruvus, right? Each one of those is suffix aser, suffix mutter. And since that suffix is not butter, what we call kavod rabbanan, we treat it mesa, mesa, and they're all aser. And then, right, this happens at 1 o'clock. And then at 2 o'clock, one of these falls into another four, just has to be two or more, heter. Now you have another five. Each one of these five is fake seika. Maybe it's the one that fell from here. Or maybe it's the mutter one. And even the one that fell from here. Maybe it's a mutter one. Maybe it's an utter one. Right? So the problem is there's a machlokas in girsa and zvach and dachayim dalet. If you look at Rashi, could be there's also machlokas in pirush of each girsa. But we'll simplify machlokas in girsa. What if there are two girsos in the Gemara? One of them is that there were two mixtures, nafal atos and nafal. The other is nafal the nafal bin nafal. Right? 3 o'clock. One of these fell in together with two heters. Now, all of a sudden, you think one of these is a triple something. Maybe it's the one from here. Maybe it's mutter, maybe it's the one from here. Even if it's one from here, maybe it's mutter, maybe it's the one from here. Even if it's one from here, maybe it's mutter, maybe it's usher. So one girsa says two sekos are enough. But another girsa says you need three sekos. Let's call that, it's very complicated, we're not going to go through all the shitas. Let's call it the Rashva and Tosos' girsa versus the Rambam's girsa. The Rashva's girsa, Tosos says, which girsa you have, it really means the same. Right? If you just look for a moment. Remember, Perakat Tarovas, now we know where it is. Says the Tosos. Okay. Tosos has the Gears of Three, but says that it didn't really mean it. So let's just put two Gears of. The Rashba only Goris 2, and Raman's Goris 3. So, what she does, Raman Rashi is very unclear. According to the Rashba and Tosfos, mutter, if there are two tarubos. And then at that classic seika, they say seika applies to taruboses, taruvos, whatever they are, the same as it applies to seikos to go. However, the Rambam says, and here the Rambam is really close to himself and it's more complicated, maybe Rashi says, nope. Only mutter if there are three tarumos. The Rambam is machbir. The Rambam says something funny about this case. He says only mutter if there are three tarumos. Now, before we understand why, just fill in the board, what's the third possible category of seika that we might have to deal with? Two seikas the gof, two seikas tarumos, which the Rambam for some reason says you need three and two is not enough. First, that's the last category. Something after the good, something after the tarovus. What about something after the good and something after the tarovus? What does this mean? It's very easy to illustrate. Right? Let's just put in some notes to our illustration here. This is Mutter with the Tosos. The Rashba, and this is Mutter Lefi Rambam. And where each of these discussed in our siman, this is
Ifchet. This is Sof Seftet. It's added sort of as an afterthought because it's not really have to do with Hilchos Taruvos. And this is the main topic of Seftet. That may or may not be discussed in Shas because the Gemara in Beitza says, Daf Gimel on the base says, if you have, I mean, it's hard to read. You have a Suffolk trefa, shenis are ba'achiros. Suffolk trefa egg, how is an egg trefa? It was born from a trefa, laid rather from a trefa hen, that gets mixed with other eggs. And it's a machlokas, how to read that Gemara. Did that Gemara mean to say that it's usser, or it means to say that it's mutter? It's machlokas, how to read that Gemara. So this is found in Beitza. That's where this issue is found. What it says is Nisare Ba'achiros. Okay? And then they say it's talking about a suffix. Then the question is the suffix Nisare Ba'achiros an usser? Or no, the suffix is usser. The suffix Nisare Ba'achiros is mutter. It tells us there. And one of the main shitas in there, this is a famous machlokas between the Re and Rabbeinu Tam, as well as many, many other people. But let's just write here that says the Rabbeinu Tam Musar, since it's a space seika, says the Re Usar, and we'll have to explain why. Right? Meaning all the people say Musar makes sense. Space seika, space seika. Okay, now let us read it inside the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch Tzif Ches. Says the Shulchan Aruch Tzif Ches. And again, I think we're just going to, on a very, very basic level, understand what's going on. We're not going to get into the diunim of the mafarshim here. Dover shein abakal machas kashimusar shein asarit ba'achirim, right? It got mixed in once. The nabal mataros is also one of the first mixture, echa the shayim atheirim gets mixed with two others in a second mixture. The nabal manashlosha, something one from the second mixture falls, echa the shayim atheirim, one to two. It can be more than two, obviously. Just means at least two. And there's a third mixture. Hare elachirim utarim, the third mixture is mutar. Sharia Echad Shelter was Rishona, Batal Barov, because the first Tarovitz is Batal Barov. Something to do with Bittal Barov. The Nafal Echami at Tarovitz are Rishona Le Elet. But if one of the first mixture got mixed even with 1,000, and there's only two mixtures, Kula Masur, and they're all Usur. Basically, the Machaber Pasim, like the Rambam, two mixtures is Usur, only the third mixture is Mutter, and why? Here he explains himself. There's a lot of love. This will take the most pashtu read, which how the Brah interprets the Machaber and the Rambam. Lo ne'amar batal barov and lahatar seik seikan. Bittal barov and then master the seik seika. Shem yivon with haros hashnil makam acherino oser. That if from the second taros falls into the third taros, it is mutter. Okay, what do we mean by this? Here, this svara is pashtu. Right? The svara is pashtu. Seik seika. Right? But that's not how the Mechaber paskin. The Mechaber does not paskin like the Rashba and like the Rashba and Tosos. Who, by the way, does paskin like the Rashba and Tosos? The Gra. The Gra says Abo kol ha-poskim iski. The Gra says in Chavtet, Keshitas ha-Rambam, etc. Abo kol ha-poskim iski, vol shitas ha-Tosos or ha-Rashba. And that, he brings spheres within the Shulchan Aruch, which we won't go into now. So, who paskins? The Mechaber paskins like the Rambam. We'll see how we paskin in a moment. And the Gra paskins like the Rashba and Tosos. He says, no, the Mechaber, he's right, he's quoting Rambam accurately, but we don't hold like the Rambam. Okay, but the Mechaber holds like the Rambam, and we'll see that mostly we hold like the Rambam as well. What the Svara of the Rambam? The Svara of the Rambam is very is very tough to get a handle on, but the Gra says the Svara of the Rambam is like this. Maybe we can even find it here. I'm
not going to find that line right now. They said, you know what? The first Kerovus is not really treated as a suffix. Once the Rabbanan word goes there, it's been the chesed of a Kerovus, the first Kerovus is treated like a Vade Yisr. And what does the Mechaber mean? It means that the first Kerovus is Biflok Rov, Bidorisa, but the Rabbanan word goes there, Dabar Chashav is in Bottom. Therefore, it means Rabbanan, we treat the first one like a Vade Yisr. But since it's really Bottom Rov, we won't treat the second one as a Vada Yisr. The second one will treat as a Suffig Yisr. Therefore, the third one will treat as a Space State of the Isura. Okay, that's not the only way, but I think that's good enough for now. What is the Svara? One possible explanation of the Svara is that the Tarovis Harishona Chashiv Kechetza Shel Isser Vadai. The first Tarovis, we look at it as a Chetzishal Isser. Because there's like a shame Isser on that Tarovis. Already the second Tarovis, they weren't so machra. They said, no, that's just a suffix. And the third Tarovis is a Seiseika. Okay, maybe that's as far as the Rambam. You know, that will suffice for us for now. The question is just, we want to figure out how we paskin. Right? What do we do in this case? The third Tarovis for sure water. What's the din of the second Tarovis? So, how do we paskin regarding the second Tarovis? So let's read a little more in the Ramah now. When we call Makom, Eimel Adam Echel Lechel is Kulan. The Ramah says something pretty posh, that one person shouldn't eat, actually, people argue, but believe it, one person shouldn't eat the whole third Tarovis, because if you eat the whole third Tarovis, now you took away one of the Sveikos. Right? Now you don't have two Sveikos anymore. Now you only have one subject. Because you for sure ate the one from the second Tarovis. The Dafka Shishnas are who Vada Isser. I will Sufik Ishnas are even enough on the Osa Taroz and Lakom Asher Taroz Hashem Yisari. Only if you started with a Vada Isser. But if you started with a Sufik Isser, you would Sufik Echel the Guf and then two Taroviss, that's good enough. Sufik Echel the Guf and two Taroviss is good enough. So let us just give ourselves a little. Box here. What the did? Do you need two Taroviss or three Taroviss? So the Ramah said one thing. The regular case is what's the din of two Taroviss, right? Gimel Taruvos is for sure water. What about Beis Taruvos? So says the Ramah, it's usher, but it's mutter in three cases. Says the Ramah, but Aleph, says the Ramah, Suffik Echad Beguf. You start with a Suffik Usser piece of meat. Plus Beis Taruvos. And then it gets it twice. Is Mutter. Okay, one Suffik Beguf plus two Taruvos is good enough. Many people understand this. The Torah Chata seems as is a Pshara. Well, I can make it like this. Hosted in the Rashba. If it was only Suffik to start with, says the Shach here, the Isser Durabanan, if it was only an Isser Durabanan to start with, Beis Taruvos is Mutter. And it is the right that will be closest for the Rambam. What if it was only an Isser Durabanan? It wasn't the Vela that got mixed in the first place. It was Gvinas Akum that got mixed in the first place, or something like that. Right? If it was only Nisra Rabbanan, then two Tarovis is enough, we can rely on Rashi. And, says the Shach, he says, after all, a lot of Rishon HaTzon, most Rishon HaTzon agree with Rashi. Says the Shach, again, and the Achron of Yudit, Ben Mako, Hesed Meruvah, we're making two Tarovis like the Rashi and the Tosos. So we see in three circumstances, you so much on the Rashmentosos that two Taroviss is good enough. If it was a Suffik Isser to start with, if it was an Isser Rabbanan to start with, or if it's Hesed Meruvah. Again, that's the Halakha L'maisa. Again, we could spend 2 weeks on the Lumdus here, and even on the non-Lumdus in Yonim here, but we will leave it at that. Ilan. But now we know the Halakha L'maisa. The Ramah ends this with a discussion of something we had on the board before, Darshish Matirin. Yesh omer davar sheyesh matirin and lahat mikos seik seika. Some people say you can't be makel on davar sheyesh matirin for the seik seika. The tov lahatmer and lo letzorf after sheyesh lahat hafi. And the ikar thing we pass to the seik seika is motzer davar sheyesh matirin. But it's good to be machmer if you can, meaning maybe usually davar sheyesh matirin is easy to be machmer. That's one davar sheyesh matirin. So it's a proper chumrah to be machmer. Meaning, you know, the Mahadrim would be machmer on this. Even though me'ikaradin, it is, mutter. So let's just put this on the board. What about, without going through all the she says this really has to do also with based without gibble, because there's a machlokas, we've shown in there, when we're making and say seika, are we talking about Beitza Shinod V'yantif, which is the topic of the Beitza, which is Dabar Sheish Matirin, or has the Gemara segue into Beitza Treifa, which is Dabar Sheim Matirin? Okay, without getting into the subject, what's the halacha of Seika, the Dabar Sheish Matirin, says the Ramah, Mutter, the Tov Lehachmir, says the Shach on the side, that it says the shach on the side that it could be that that's only if the two seikas are tarobis. If there are two seikas begot, maybe it's not even a tov lahachmir and it is a hefter gomer. So mutter b'tov lahachmir halacha l'maisa. If you look in the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tuf. Sadi Zion, I believe. Does that make sense? Says the Mishnah Brewer, in the case of Seik Seika, suffik whether it was laid today or not, and suffik whether it was laid today or not. Two Seik Seika, double Sheik Seika, Matirin. He says, okay, he makes it more complicated. He says, maybe Yom Tov Sheni is a Vadai nowadays. Here we are. But he definitely makes it sound like the mainstream is to be Mekel. So, says the Shach, Beis Seikos the Guf, which is a more classic Seik Seika, right? Near as the Mutter Megamri. Right, so we see definitely back in the Darshish Matir that we discussed in terms of the Nafkamina, the mainstream in Darshish Matir is saying Mekel Machon Seik Seiki, even though our Ma says Mekel Me'itra Din, it's Machon Tushon, it's Grandma, and the Shach said, and you know what, if it would be a classic Seik Seika of two Seiks of the Guf, it wouldn't even be a Tol Lach. And that's right, but he said that might be because it's a Torah, so it's not a good proof. That's exactly what they point out. It's a big tzara. Okay. I think we will move on to Sif Tes now. Sif Tes. We already mentioned our focus dream of David Pan. Let's see how we talk again. Suffolk Trefa, Shazar Bacheros. Suffolk Trefa, the animal. Call her Elsie. Elsie, the cow, is Suffolk Trefa. And then Elsie gets mixed up with other cows, and we don't know which cow is which. Right? We're not really on such a first name basis with her. Suffolk traits are Zarbachiros. So that's the Suffolk Echabugov, Suffolk Echabatarovis, right? What's the picture? Let's draw a picture for this. Here we have Heter, and here we have Suffolk. The one Suffolk and the two or 100 Heter get mixed in. There you have three. Each one of these three, maybe it's the Suffolk one, maybe it isn't. Even if it's the Suffolk one, maybe it was Mutter, maybe it was Usser. Seik-seika, but one suffix is a suffix of a gofa dover, the other suffix is a jumble of which piece is which. Suffix after the gofa dover, says the Mechaber, right, the Virgol already tells us, turbid the Virashu, Shmo shall read. Okay, we know he's going to pop up the read. Suffix traitors is Arba Cheros, Kulan Asuros, Achi, Heba Hezekiel, Vatal Isrim Doros, Batlin, they're all Asur. Unless there's enough to be bottle it, and it's a dover that's not kosher, that can be bottle. Right? Obviously. And if it's bittle, it's bittle. We're all talking here about dover kosher. That's why it's not bottle. Shekem and Shav Garishan are beguf going not true seik seika. Ah, if one is beguf, one is sarogas, you can't be mako based on seik seika. So, here we have, what do we say in Tiftet?
We say in Tiftet, we say safek echad beguf, safek echad betarogas is usher.
Why? Here, it's not so clear. Here it's not so clear, because the Rambah all of a sudden argues. The Rambah thinks the Mechaber is given a reason. What's the reason? Shekevan. Kevan is always the Lashon of giving a reason, right? Kevan is the Lashon of explaining. Since the first one is Begufo, you can't be Mater. What does that mean? So what the Taz explains is, what's the Svara? Again, the Svara for a being a Tam is easy. Why is it Mater? There's two Sveiko, same Sveiko. What's the Svara for the Re?
So this is the machlokes machaber, as the Taz explains.
He said it's a lack of seraph. Two sphakos only work if they're reserved to each other. If you can ask them both together. If the two sphakos have nothing to do with each other, then that's not mutter. Why? Because here's the tricky part. Yoni, if I tell you I have a suffix d'oraisa, what will you tell me the answer is? L'chumra. If I tell you, again, I have a suffix d'oraisa, what will you tell me the answer is? L'chumra. But if I tell you, I have two sfeikos d'oraisa together, you'll tell me, sfeika l'kula. When do I have two sfeikos together? When do I have two sfeikos that are separate and each have to be passed in separately? Explains the Taz as far as the machaber within the Re. Two sfeikos l'gofar are together. They're both in the gofar d'over. Two sfeikos tarovas are together. They're both at which pieces mixed with which. One sfeik l'gof, one sfeik tarovas are two totally different kinds of sfeikos. They're not mistari.
Right? That's one svara. The machaber says the machaber, sfeik l'gof, this sfeik this tarovas, einam mistarfos. The ein kan sfeik sfeika. Ella, Shtei She'elos, Shel, Safek D'Oraisa.
First, you have to ask, what's this piece? Usher or Mutter? Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra. Once you already answer is Mutter, then we can say, well, which piece is which? Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra. Right? If you, this is what half of Kol HaSeik is about. If the two sfeikos are so separate that like you can't join them together, then it's not a big sfeika. It's two separate sfeikos of derisa l'chumras. That's the machaber's svara. But it's not so obvious.
The Ramah argues and says you got the wrong svara.
Okay, the Shach has three opinions of exactly what case they argue about. But, says Ramah, the Yesho Martanza Usher or something else. Since the first suffix is also midoraisa, here he's assuming against the Rambam. Suffix doraisa is l'chomer midoraisa. And you can't have another suffix there's no answer in the first place. There's not another suffix b'guf. Rachis arbacherim lo mikri seikseika v'osser. That's not called a seikseika, and it is osser. Says the Rambam, here he says, it's very subtle. These svaras I know are very subtle, and if you say I only understand them right now on a surface level, I don't understand them on the deepest level, I will say, okay, so in Beit Asmanim, you could call me and learn on the phone and try to understand on a deeper level. But said Ramah, no. That Kevan disafek harishon biguf hadavar asur midoraisa. Since Safek D'Oraisa is also midoraisa against the Rambam, we don't pass like the Rambam.
Safek Ha'aser midoraisa plus Tarovet is not a heter.
Okay, I know he's not explaining why. But you see the difference between him and the Mechaber. The Mechaber is saying, Guf and Tarovet can't join together. The Ramah is saying, no. Any that's Asur Midoraisa and Tarovet can't join together. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, in the simple shot, is, what if you have Safek Echad B'Guf, Safek Echad Tarovet, that's only Asur Midrabanan? Right? Now, here it's going to be a little tricky, because How do you have a case of stuff like Asur Beguf that's Asur Midrabanan? If it's a stuff Dereis, it's Asur Midrabanan. If it's a stuff Midrabanan, it's Mutter. But if you have a rare case, what's enough? Gemina says the Shach in the Pashat mainstream Shach in most Afron, what's enough? Gemina, what if you have a Suffolk Echad Beguf Asur Midrabanan plus Suffolk Echad Bitarobis? What's an example? Suffolk Venus Akum that gets mixed with kosher cheese. We pass in Suffolk Venus Akum as Bechumra. But only me Drabbanan. Ah, why don't we say Suffolk? Because Venus Akum is a very serious issue. Drabbanan and Suffolk Venus Akum is Bechumra. So for example, here you have Suffolk Venus Akum, and it's a big piece that Dover Shiva Minyan, right? And here you have two Venus Yisraels. And you end up with three cheeses, and you don't know which is which. According to the Machaber, they are Osir. And according to their law, they are Mutter. Machaber say Osir, because one Suffolk Venus Akum, one Suffolk Darbonis, they're not sorry. They are Mutter. A Suffolk Venus Akum is only the Chumrim Darbonis. Venus Akum is only Yisra Darbonis. It's just such a big Yisra Darbonis that even a Suffolk is Osir. So a Suffolk Yisra Darbonis kind of mixed with other things. We're made to say maybe it was the Suffolk Venus Akum, maybe it wasn't. Even if it wasn't Suffolk Venus Akum, maybe it wasn't Venus Akum. So that would be the Nafka Mina. Okay. The let's continue. Avolim Hayu Shnei Svekos my kind of Isser Klal. This is what's called Shnei Svekos. We got two Svekos where there's an Isser at all, not like Gavnis with one. Two Svekos where there was an Isser. That's called Shnei Svekos to go. If there's Shnei Svekos B'Guf, the Noga Shnei Svekos B'Yakad, and you realize them both at the same time, Matir and Svek Svekos become Makom. Shnei Svekos B'Guf is always Mutter. No Machlokas. Filu B'Issa D'Raisa, B'Gufachal Issa, even an actual Issa D'Raisa. Filu Hayelo, here's another Nafkin we had on the board. Filu Hayelo Cheskes Issa. What if there's Cheskes Issa and a Svek Svekos B'Guf? Kugon Ovshav Cheskes Issa, only like, for example, a chicken. A chicken is the Cheskes Issa. Why is the chicken the Cheskes Issa? Fuck, fuck, fuck. Why is the chicken the Cheskes Isser? Because it was. Are you allowed to eat a live chicken? No. As a matter of fact, not only are you not allowed to eat a live chicken, no one's allowed to eat a live chicken. But that's not relevant to us now. It's the Cheskes Avram and Achai, or according to one day in Tosos, Eina Zvucha, maybe the special Isser unshechted, either if it's alive or if it's unshechted. And now you shecht it and you discover a chash of trefels. What chash of trefos you discover? A dislocated or broken wing. If you have a chicken with a dislocated or broken wing, that is, let's say you buy a chicken. Say, ooh, dislocated or broken wing. Hold on, that's a problem. Does anyone know what happens if the wing gets dislocated or broken? What's likely to happen? Normally, let's say the chicken's flapping its wings and it bumps against the wall. What will happen? Okay, it has all the proper joints and everything, and it'll just bounce back a little or something. What if the wing is broken or dislocated and something bumps it? It'll push into its body. If it pushes into its body, it makes like a hole in the lungs. Therefore, what's our stake? Stake is thus. Let's read it. Go, oh, shebeches gesher, oh, v'nishmar o nishmat gapo, either it was broken or dislocated its wing. Something v'chaim lachshi. Maybe it got broken when it was alive, maybe after it's dead. After it's dead, it's fine, right? In the butcher shop, when they chop it off, that's fine. It's too late for it to be injured. The answer is, l'mechaim shebo nefarea. Maybe the wing broken was alive, maybe when it was dead. Even if the wing broken was alive, maybe it punctured the lung, maybe it didn't. So, sake of it, it's mutter. Maybe the wing only broke and it was dead, and even if the wing broke during its lifetime, maybe it didn't get pushed into the lung. Yesh lahat b'kach seik seika, yikri matrik as a seik seika. Apo b'shi yesh levar el debikas harei, ein lochosh, and even though it's cheskes isser, it's mutter. And even though yesh levar, remember that was one of our nafkaminas, you could check out, you could open and look at the lung. You don't have to bother to look at the lung. Totally mutter. Here are two kulas of the Rama. Seik seika is mutter b'makom cheskes isser. And Seitzeka is mutter. Okay, here was the lumpus, but let's see the sheetah. And Seitzeka is mutter, even though it's Efshar Lev Barer. Both of these are a little controversial, I will just have you know. What's the din?
Din sveika bimakom chezka itzer, says the Rama, mutter.
Mutter, which again works well for the Rav or for the Rashba.
Why did he come to the chezka itzer if you saw it after Shechted?
Aha. Why is a good question? And why is it considered Bechezkas Esser? Meaning, if you notice after Reshethis, shouldn't already be Bechezkas Esser? And you're quoting me like Rav Huna from the beginning of Chulin, right? That once it's Shechted. So let's see if I can find a clear answer to that, because you're right. That is a little funny. Give me half a second. Let's leave that a little bit surfacing for now. Okay, halacha lemaisa, this is very controversial because the Shach and the Taz, the Shach and the Taz both disagree. The Shach and the Taz actually say, not so pashut. The Shach and the Taz, and they might even say there are among them that only say, this is not a real Cheskes Esser. What do you mean it used to be unshafted? That's not relevant, now it's shafted. Like, that's an irrelevant Cheskes Esser. What if it's a relevant Cheskes Esser? What if there's a stake seeker about the Shechita? We know it was unshafted, stake seeker whether the Shechita is good or not. Then they say it would be Machmir. Okay, this is a very big Lundish Inyan, the difference between a Chazaka that says it's Usser, but not for the reason I'm discussing now. That's a very weak Chazaka. It used to be a lie. It's not a lie now, I want to know if it's Treifa. Versus, it used to be not Shechted, I want to know if it was Shechted or not. So they say, no. They say it's Usser if the Chazaka is directly relevant to the question at hand. And Lemaisa, we hold like the Shach and the Taz, and some people say that even the Ramah really agrees with them. In which case, we have a very in-between. If the Chazaka is not directly relevant, Sveik Sveik is Matur. Chazaka is directly relevant, Sveik Sveik makes it Usser, which one then would have to plug back into the Lumdas and either say the Chazaka is only significant and directly relevant, then we're Matur Chazaka Mokum Sveik 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 Sveik, and that fits the Ramah. Or you could say, no, like the Rav. We're really Mikil, but if the Chazaka is relevant to the question at hand, the Chazaka creates the Linus HaSafik, and that changes things. So the last thing I just want to point out is, what about Efshel Levarer? Says the Ramah, Efshel Levarer is no problem. That's based on all the Ashkenazic Rishonim. And without getting into the all the Shitas, what about Seif Seika B'makom She'efshel Levarer? It is a Machlokas Rishonim. Paskins the Ramah. Eino Tzarech Levarer. You don't even have to bother to check, which is the best Raya for the Rav. Don't even bother to check. You don't even have a suffix. Paskins the Shach in the end. And Efshar Levarer. What's his Lashon? And Efshar Levarer. Bekalos B'li Hefsed. Bekalos B'li Hefsed. Yesh Lahachmir. He also seems to be the Iker didn't know the check. But if you can, it's easy as no Hefsed, then, like, you might as well check as a chumrah. So he seems to be a little more machmir. Okay. End of. Not the end of Siman Kuf Yud. There's something which is total out of orcha, right? Because a lot of things in Kuf Yud happen. Remember, I said you find a lung or an intestine and something. So agav that came up a totally different question. Reya treifa shenins being reis kshiras for arma abodik she yodud yodeya ba'osa sircha v'shgagin et arva osa reya treif b'nek kshiras lo haisa b'kvasim irbuvya, meaning tarovas ha'kvasim utarim. This is an immodest question, not through tarovas, what's the case? But it's almost going to confuse. The guy shechted 10 sheep. And there's a pile of, the guy shechted sheep, many sheep, a pile of lungs. In the pile of lungs, you find one lung that's treif, has a clear guide, an adhesion. Now, he checked the lungs, right? Lungs are something you check, unlike the intestine and everything else. So now you go to the shofet. Either the shofet messed up, and now one of the kvasim here is treif, and you have the whole makolet full of katikos of itzer and heter. But the shofet claims, no, I checked lungs, I wouldn't mess up. I actually found one treif animal. I sold it all to a guy who carted it away already. The Arab already brought it home. Just accidentally, the lung that was treif must have gotten mixed up here. But it's not for the meat in the story. This lung goes with meat that I already sold to the Arab and isn't in the store anymore. So there's no, do you believe the shochet? And say, well, Cheskes Kashrus, he wouldn't lie about this. Or do you say, it's too good to be true, this story. You know, it's suspicious. What do you find a treif lung in the pile of lungs and he claims, the Arab, when he was taking away the treif animal, when I gave the Arab the treif animal, since the lung was in the place where I check it and the animal was in the other place, I forgot to give him the lung. But all the meat is kosher. The answer is we believe him, all the meat is kosher. Okay, it's good to treat Jews with nemanis. Okay, the big avoda here is the shach has what's called kvali steik seika. The shach has 36 kvali steik seika, all the other achronim had more kvali steik seika, all the rules of steik seika. If anyone, I'm going to give out a handout. Everyone please take one of these homes for bein hazmanim. If you want to learn through the kvali steik seika or bein hazmanim, I think, in my humble opinion, this handout will be very, very useful in terms of being able to keep track of what's going on. One or two things might still be just hard, but to keep track of what's going on, I'll just point out that when it comes to Seik Seika, there are two main challenges in being a kosher Seik Seika. You have to walk a tightrope. The Seikas have to be not too different from each other, but not too much the same with each other. Why? If the Seikas are too different, like Echad Gofech and Tarovet, they're not Mitzaris, it's not a Seik Seika. If the Seikas are too similar, I wonder if the kid is Bar Mitzvah. I say, well, maybe he's older than 10, maybe he's younger than, maybe he's 20, and he's Ivan Machzashekel, Lukuliyama, maybe he's under 20. Even if he's under 20, maybe he's 13, maybe he's under 13. Seik is Bar Mitzvah. There's obviously something wrong with that. It's really one suffix that I just made look, it's really one suffix that I just divided in half. So if the two Seikas are too similar, it's really one suffix in disguise. The two Seikas are too different, you can't bring the Tsar with them, and there's one Suffolk now and one Suffolk in a minute from now.
But in the Ramah, it's very different. Suffolk has to go to
Suffolk. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so take one of these handouts if you want to learn over Venus Manin. It's a guide to Polish State Seika. I'll just point out two things about Polish State Seika. Number one, the Shach's 36th klal, the last klal in Kolei Seik Seika, the Shach, by the way, goes through all the Kolei Seik Seika barichos, and then chavzah, then the kitzer. Not always as kitzer as he intended it to be. I'll just read you the 36th klal, and you will identify with it on some level. Dinei Seik Seika amukim rechavim min hayam. They're really hard. Dishmem klal minyanim harbe, minyanos zelok minyanos shel zeh. It's a lot of complicated different rules. We got over kal v'dak, you shall have to know that. There are subtle distinctions that make a big difference. Therefore, nowadays we shouldn't make up Sveik Seikas. Too complicated. O Sveik Dorvel Lahakel. We shouldn't even make up a Sveik Dorvel Lahakel. Lomo Dorvel Dover, to extrapolate from one thing to another. Lomo Sveik for Rosh Melech and Koma. Except for Zenith Mephorus. We shouldn't make up our own Kulas. Only what's Mephorus in the Poskim. Chain O Sveik Dorvel Lomalo Dom Lehem Mamish. Or something that's Mamish the same as something in the Poskim. O Sveik Lod Sveik Mahatar. There are other reasons we make up. The Gamzach, Harova, Ion, okay, says the Shach in the end, don't make Seik Seikas on your own. It's too hard. Most Achronim disagree with the Shach. Most Achronim say, no. You shouldn't make Seik Seikas on your own, but Gedolim can make Seik Seikas on their own. That's most folks can disagree with the Shach. The Shach says, no one nowadays should make up a new Seik Seikas. It's too hard. Most Achronim say, no, a regular rabbi shouldn't make up his own Seik Seikas unless it's mamish the same or mamish equivalent to something in the postkin. But a Gedolei Hador can make up Seik Seikas nowadays if they're really smart and they'll keep track of it. That's the minhag that Gedolei Hador can still make up Seik Seikas, but regular rabbis can't. The Shach made it sound like even Gedolei Hador couldn't. Regular rabbis can't make up Seik Seikas, only use something that's almost the same as what's in the poskim. But the Dome Ador can make up six sekas. Okay, the Gadol Ador who made up the most six sekas in my lifetime is? Ravad Yosef. There's a lot of Kholi six sekas that are not found here. Because in all the Kholi six sekas in the Shach, he only deals with sekas about Matthias. Whether it's the Guth or the Tarobit. What about Seka Dedina? What about Machlok Zahoskin? That's another kind of topic. Can you make six sekas out of Machlok Zahoskin? How about one Machlok Zahoskin and one Safik Guth? How about two Machlok Zahoskin? How about two Machlok Zahoskins when Rov Poskim are Lachumra in one of them? What if Rov Poskim are Lachumra in both of them? What if you're Ashkenazi and there are Ramaz on one side of one or both Sekas? What if you're Sephardi and Machar is on one side of one or both Sekas? All of these are controversial in the Kholi Seik Seika of the later Poskim. Halacha L'maisa. Anyone want to know the magic of Ravadia? If you want me to summarize Ravadia for you in 30 seconds, I'm about to. Ravadia holds one Pashat rule from which flows everything. What's Ravadia's one rule? He didn't make up this rule. His Rebbe, the Rosh Hashiva of Baghdad, the Ziv Ravadia Somech, the Zivchei Tzedek, already said this. Taka, he was a little more orthodox, but Rav Avadya managed to keep that quiet. Early as Friday posting will say this. Says Rav Avadya, whenever you have two machlokas aposkin, maybe it's mutter, maybe it's usher. Even if maybe it's mutter, maybe it's a macher sheet. Even if a macher sheet says there's another machlokas, maybe it's mutter, maybe it's usher, right? Two machlokas aposkin, right? And the boxes work out, right? Let's remember how the boxes work out. Machlokas one, machlokas two, and mutter, 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 also. Right? That kind of situation. Says Rav Avadya, even if there are each side has more poskim offering than mattering, even if each side has the machaber saying aser for Sephardim, it's still mutter al pisvei seika. Says he, it's mutter al pisvei seika no matter who or how many poskim are on each side of the machlokas. That's Rav Avadya's chiddush. And based on that, Rav Avadya came out with most of his kulas. Most of the famous schools of Rav Avadya are based on this rule of Seik Seika. What do they assume? A, two machlokes that poskim can make a Seik Seika. Safek Echad B'din, Seik Seika's B'din. B, no matter whether Rov poskim are L'chomer or Rov poskim are L'kula. C, no matter if the Shulchan Aruch is L'chomer or L'kula. All of those are controversial. Rav Avadya, that wasn't the first, before she was as if they said it, passing that way, based on that, he got all his kulas. Just like, for classic example, you know how Sephardim and Bishul Akum, it's not enough to light the stove? So what did I just say? A Sephardi should preferably mahadir that the Jew should do the cooking and not just light the stove. But if there's a Sephardi who lives in Brooklyn, not now. Now maybe a Sephardi restaurant in Brooklyn. I was a kid. There's no Sephardi anything in America. All the religious organizations of Ashkenazim. You can eat in the restaurants in Brooklyn. Why? Well, maybe the Rama is right that if a Jew likes the stove, it's good enough. And maybe the Mechaber is right. If a Jew likes the stove, it doesn't help. But even the Mechaber is right. Maybe Rabbeinu Avraham quoted in one place in Tosfos is right. There's no Isser Bishul Akum in a Jewish building. And maybe the Mechaber is right. There is an Isser Bishul Akum in a Jewish building. Fake Seika. Maybe the building is master. If the building's not master, maybe the Jew lighting the stove is master. And he says, if you need to, you can be Mako. Or another example is, Suffolk Echad the Guth, Suffolk Echad the Din. What if a Sephardi lives in Chutz Lartz? When I was a kid, there were no Sephardi at Shirim, and all the meat is not glot according to Sephardi. The OU doesn't have a hefsher for glot according to Sephardi. So only for kosher according to Ramah. So Rav Avadya says, okay, if you're in America, you can eat the meat there. Why? Suffolk, maybe the Ramah's right, and you don't need glot. Maybe the Mechab is right, you need glot. Even if the Mechab is right, you need glot, and the hefsher is not glot. Maybe it happened to be glot. You never know. If it happened to be glot, then you'd be locked. So therefore, Seik Seika can be Mako. And likewise, all over Shas, all over Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, the Rav Avadya either finds a Safek Echad B'Guth, Safek Echad B'Din, or usually Shnei Seikos B'Din, and that's where he gets all his kulas from. Okay, that's the magic of Rav Avadya right there, Seik Seika.
I think it comes back to Seik Seika when the Sephardi is in Israel. Does it make a difference from the Seik Yosef, or can you just go with the OU regular meeting?
A Sephardi in Israel is a little trickier because he might have lost that Seik Seika because if it's not labeled glot for Sephardi, then it's Zadeh not glot for Sephardi. In the factory, they separated it. That only worked in America where they didn't have Ashkacha for Sephardi. So if in the factory they check everything and say it's glot for Sephardi or it's not, then if it's not, you know it's not.
So in America, now that they have ratios,
So I think I'm still work for the OU. Yeah, so the OU doesn't send in ratio 60 fold. Yeah, now again, Ravadi says better be not there. But if you need to, you can be make them. Okay. Anyway, I just want to. That's so much to be confused.
Why is it better to be Mosmer? There's no later topic.
It's a good question because when the tzadim of his fake seika were very weak, he was a little more nervous and he said, like, welcome Tzorech, you know, or even at Baruch Tzorech, he said, better for Ben Tor to be Mosmer. Because he knew that some of these fake seikas were weak, especially when they're against Maran HaMechaber. Many Sephardi Achronim say you can't make a fake seika against Maran HaMechaber. And for sure, both of them are against Maran HaMechaber. Okay, I want to briefly summarize Siman Kufiyot Aleph for you, because Siman Kufiyot Aleph is not so hard. The details get crazy, but the principles are not so hard, so I want to briefly look at Siman Kufiyot Aleph. There's only two principles in Siman Kufiyot Aleph, and the rest is just applications. So let's take 10 minutes and see the two principles of Siman Kufiyot Aleph, without the lumdus, without the details. Siman Kufiyot Aleph. The title doesn't give away terribly much. Didn't Kalim trace them just Arab with Sherim? It's actually not about Kalim that are Arab with anything. It really means things that fall into Kalim. So, Shtei Kederos. What is the principle? The principle here is called, hold on, someone get the board. It's called, there are two words for this in Shas. Either it's called Tolin, we assume, or Sha'ani Omer, I'll say. I'll say, it's even assuming, right? I assume it'll work out fine. I'll say it'll work out fine. Right? Now, again, if I were to tell you that there is a denomination of Judaism where whenever they weren't sure if something was usher or mutter, the rule was, Tolan, let's assume it's okay, or I'll say it's mutter. You would think that I was describing Reform Judaism. But in fact, I'm describing Orthodox Judaism when it comes to Isurim Darabonim. When it comes to Isurim Daraisa, we can't be Tolan, Omer, we don't just assume everything's mutter. Safi Daraisa Lachomra. When it comes to Yisroel Darabonim, there's a rule. You assume it worked out the motor way. Now, a tremendous lumdus in the Prima Gadim here, and all the Achronim is this a rule, or is this just, is this a new rule, or is this an old rule with a nickname? What old rule might it be with a nickname?
Something
Darabonim. Something Darabonim Akula. There are two possibilities, and one is Mutter, and that's Something Darabonim Akula. There's a tremendous lumdus you don't have time to go into. Is this just Something Darabonim Akula with a nickname? Or is there some tiny lumdus difference that's a slightly different rule which has a slightly greater power? We're not going into that. Now, let's just read the examples, and all the examples are Pasha. And also, Kevin, go into details. The examples are Pasha. Let's read it inside. This reads like the newspaper. Shteik Deiris, Acha Shal Heter, Acha Shal Isser. I'm cooking kosher, the guy's cooking trace, and there are two pieces of meat, kosher and trace. If it's only an Isra Abanan, don't show no shakir, like she's going to get enough. She have enough il tokelu, and one piece fell into each pot, but we don't know which piece fell into which pot. So it's 50-50. Shanu mutarim, it's mutter. Shanu tolum, or it's enough, it's a heter. 50-50. Either the trace fell into trace, and the kosher fell into my pot, or the trace fell into my pot. 50-50, we're mekel because it's a Rabbanan. Even if the heter that was already in the kedera is not more, it's the same size as what fell in, so there's no bit of a robe, it doesn't matter. Safek lekula. Okay, it doesn't matter. Two pieces fall into two pots. If one piece falls into one of two pots, if one of two pieces falls into a pot, whenever there are two possibilities, one would be mutter and one would be usser, and we're only dealing with an issue of Rabbanan, we assume the mutter possibility. Okay, fairly straightforward. First, let me give you an example. I'm cooking two pots, one of chicken soup and one of vegetable soup, and milk is poured into one of those pots. It's mutter, because either the milk falls into the vegetable soup or the chicken soup. The chicken soup is only a syrup on with milk, so we go with kula, right? Fairly straightforward. Or if there were two boxes, one of almond milk and one of real milk, and one of them got poured into the chicken soup, we assume water. Or if there's only one milk and it got poured into either there's milk and almond milk, and one of them got poured into each pot, we assume water. I think it's straightforward. B. Bamed Varmun Shaton Kalevu Hakal Filu in a heter Raval the Isser, Shaina Isser Gamkin Raval the Heter. Abolim Isser Raval the Heter and Tolma Hakal. This is a little longer. That's only if what fell in is smaller or equal to what landed in. If what fell in is greater, you had 2 pots of 5 ounces, and in fell 6 ounces, then you can't be Makel. Okay, because you can't say like 6 fell into 5. The 6 is still the 6. So therefore, okay, we won't go into the lumdus. We'll just take it and think for now. That's a little lumdus. Gimel. Haya Israel Torah. What if it's Daraisa? Can you be Makel Misafik? Ain't told the Hakalom Tachesu. We can't be Makel and say it fell into the Isser. Achei Heter Rab Al Isser Gedishes Bazen Tom the Divrei Torah. Unless there was enough of a robe that Midaraisa was Bazel. What's the principle? Let's say, the Talo, I had kosher meat. I had kosher fat, and either kosher or trace fat fell in. And it was bustable road, just Nidra Banan, Nidra Shishim. That's only Nidra Banan. Even if it started, it's a Daraisa. But if it would be bustle in a Torah, it's only Nidra Banan doesn't have enough numbers to be bustle. That's called Nidra Banan, and we're making a welcome suffix. So, an Issa Daraisa falls in. It's for sure bustle on the Daraisa level. It's only Nidra Banan that's not bustle. Or like Chatikri Laskabe, right? Good example. I have a pot with 2 chatikli ruskabes of kosher. 1 chatikli ruskabes, right, of kosher trace, one of them falls in. I don't know if the kosher or trace chatikli ruskabes fell in. Well, it was trace midaraisa, but once it falls in, it's 1 in 3. It's only not possible to drop on a chatikli ruskabes. Okay, in that case, I can be tova.
Would you say by the vashiyas la materia, since you can still say
That's a good question. That's what the Achronim deal with in that lumdus. We're not getting into it now. Dalit, Hayaheta Rav al Isser Kedishin, Batam Tokum Dere, Torah Tol Mahakel, Keita. This is what I just said. Shneke Deres, Achashal Basar Shkutu, Achashal Nevela. I have a kosher pot, and my goyish friend is a trace pot. Enough, Bachatik, Nevela Tok Achman, and a piece of Nevela falls to one of them. In a Hetra Shem Deres, Heta Rabak Sasal, such as Nevela Tol Mahakel. As long as there's Rove Heter in the Kedera, so worst comes to worst, there's only Nesad Rabbanan, we're told on to be Mako. Fishad Vartar, Min Min about the Rogues, Min Arise, Min Min about the Rogues, El Shachach Chamet, Yukul Shishim. It's only Rabbanan, Yukul Shishim. Hayushdeak, there's Min Echad, Veha, Isser, Min Acher, Ain't Tol Mahakel, Shiyarba, Hetra Shishal Isser. But if I had 2 pots of vegetable soup, and trace meat fell into one of them, then that's Mimish Inumino, that Tom Kitik the Daraisa. Then, if I don't 60, that's Chash Daraisa, I can't be told of the Hakel. Hey, how you can stake there, shall hetel, name stake at Tichos Asher, shall hetel, Rach shall Isser, the Nafla Achlos of Zuba Achlos of Zu, Asuru Shtehem, a field of Isser, a Banan, and maybe some Achas, the Levatla Isser, well, Yishbe Echme, Levatla Isser, Shtehem, Mutaros. Okay, this is a little more complicated. Let's review the cases. If we have a case of Esther Drabanan and Heter, that fell into these, we don't know which is which, we're Makel, right? Esther Drabanan. Even if we have, Esther Drabanan. And Esther D'Oraisa and a Heter, and they fell into 2 pots. One of Heter and one of Isser. And I want to know this. Now, I'm leaving it to the right, so fell into my Heter. But if it's enough to be Mezatel, the Isser, on a Doraisa level, just not enough to be involved on a Drabanan level, still Mutter. It's only a stuff at Drabanan. What is the case we have now? Here we have a trickier case. What if we have 2 pieces into 2 pots? Isser Drabanan and Heter, they jumble, and they fall into 2 pots of Heter. Now what do we do? So now, hold on a second. If this Isser Drabanan is 1, and 1 pot of Heter is 50, and 1 pot is 60, then what do we say? Tolan, let's assume the Isser fell into the 60 and his bottle, right? Then, that's Mutter, because there's a Tria. What's the complicated part? The complicated part is Azoi, and this is a famous machlokes, which will really come up a little later. What if you have your Isser Drabanan and your Heter, and you have 2
pass a peker, and they're both 50. You're stuck, right?
Now what's the problem? So two pass. There's no Priya. There's no Shani Omer. I said, maybe it's on to the right path, but I still lost the path. Maybe it's on to the left path, I still lost the path. There are two, there's no, this is the first case, there's no okay scenario. There's two Isser scenarios. Either the path on the right is Isser, the path on the left is Isser. But how do you decide which? Like, can you arbitrarily say, well, I say, I'll eat this path and Isser that path. That's arbitrary. So what do we say? They are both Asurim because there's no Shani Omer. There's no way to say it worked out okay. You know, Isser comes to Isser, Hefner to Hefner, great, and Hefner, great. Isser comes to Isser, Hefner to Hefner, great. Isser fell into 60 and Hefner fell into 50, great. Here, the Isser fell into something. If there's no good scenario, then they're both Isser. You can't just roll dice and pick which is Isser, which is Mutter. Right? That's the principle here. If there's no, that's why there's no Kli, right? Because there's no Tolin. There's no way to assume it worked out. If there's no way to assume it worked out, you might say, well, let me at least eat one pot and Isser the other pot, but then you'd be picking arbitrarily. You have no right to pick arbitrarily. They are both Isser.
Why isn't it Safi Jarabana and Lakula?
Because then this is Safi Jarabana and Lakula, and this is Safi Jarabana and Lakula, and then it's a Tarti de Sasri. They're two mutually contradictory Safi Jarabana and Lakula. What?
So you just don't need
Nope. You're not allowed to have two mutually contradictory Safi Jarabana and Lakula. But the Tala brings up a fascinating question, which he's hinting at. What if they belong to two different people? Then can each one be told on the other guy? Right? Can each one say, well, the tli is mine is fine, and I don't own the other path. And the other guy say, mine is fine, and I don't own the other path. What if they're two different people? What is this reminiscent of? Yes, but what case in Shas? Famous case in Shas?
Shnei
Shvilin. Right? There are two paths. One is grave, one doesn't. If I say, I don't know which path I walked on, Safi Shem versus Rabin is Mutter. Two guys, they say, let's take separate paths and see who gets there first. They both got there first. They don't know who walked over the grave. Problem is they can't both be Tahar. Because one of them has to be Tameh, so what do? The famous Shnei Shvilin, right? Which you mentioned the other day. Here is a fundamental machlokas. We don't have time to get into the lumdus. Let's just say, what if they belonged to two different Jews, right? I assume if one belongs to a gun, that would be a valid tliya. What if they belong to this famous machlokas? It's also in Husnida, right? Two women, they share a bathing suit. One of them wears it in the morning, one wears it in the afternoon, and they find a stain. So each one will say tliya. Some is Rabbanan, it's her. The other one says it's her. So if one of them is already a nida, that would be great. It's hers. It doesn't. It's the tliya. She's anyway. If one of them is a guy, it's her. She doesn't care anyway. Two Tahora Jewish women find a stain. What do? That's the exact same machlokas. So here it is a machlokas. If they ask together, then they're both Asurim. Why? Because we can't be Matur either. We can't say they're both Mutter because one of them's Asur. We can't say Reuven's Mutter, Shimon's Asur because that's arbitrary. Rather, we have to make them both Asur. That's the rule of the Tala. When there's two sub Yerbanan that are mutually contradictory, you have to be Machir.
But the fetish we're saying is that Sufik Yerbanan Lakula is different than Bittel Barov, meaning Bittel Barov, you're allowed to eat them all, but here.
Correct, because that's within the Chesed. But what if they ask separately?
What do you mean by
Yerbanan? There, the Chesed is Nefach Leheter, according to the Rush.
No, but even according to the Rush, but you're allowed to eat the one today, one tomorrow.
And I claim, because he also held with Nefach Leheter Midoraisa. Right? What if they ask together? What if they ask separately? This is a famous machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashba. Famous machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashba says the Ramban and the Shas, they're both mutter. When Reuven asks, his is mutter. He can be told and say Shimon's pot is trait. It doesn't affect him. When Shimon asks, he can say mutter, Reuven's pot is trait. That's a tolin. However, the Rashba and the Taz is not here, the Taz is Hilchos Nida, say Asurim and some Achronim. Question whether it's the same in Hilchos Nida in here, Kofsadi, Kofidal. The Rashi and Talmud doesn't need to say Asurim. Okay, here it's tricky. Can you say you separate them or not? So the Ramban Shah says, no, they ask separately, they're each toll on the other one. Because they say, look, there's one pot that's mutter and the other pot is irrelevant. He says, no. Once they're two Jewish pots, you can't be maker. Okay, that's a famous, machlokes. That is a, give me a second. That is a famous machlokes. Lemaisa, there's room to be maker if you're stuck. Lemaisa, there's room to be maker. Right? If necessary, you can be maker. Okay. Se'if vav just means you can't apply tolin retroactively. What does this mean? I'll read it quickly because we need to get to Zion, which is the second principle. Six, see from our one principle. The seventh is a new principle. Hayukan shtei k'deiros shel heter v'nafal iser tof echman. You own two k'deiros of heter. Iser falls into, deravon falls into one of them. You have dual a's enough. Sorry. Iser falls into one and you know the one became trait. Pot A became trait. The chaz v'nafal iser tof echman v'ein yidu leiz v'nafal. Then iser on a fell, you don't know which one. That's fine. On the omer l'makam, iser rishon nafal gam sheni. Pot A became trait at 1 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, you're not sure where it fell. So we told that fell into pot A, which was already traced. No problem. But what if a volum nafel is lotok achmen ve'en yodul eizer nafel ve'acharkach nafel is lotok achmen yodul eizer nafel shtehem asuros? But if at 1 o'clock it fell, you don't know where. You have to be machmer both of them be suffic. Then at 2 o'clock, Isser fell into pot A. You can't go back retroactively and say tolman. At the rabbis after you, she's nafel isser shenafel sham v'hoyu she's nafel isser nafel sham havikilo nafel sham isser cloud. Okay, this is pasuk. It only makes the difference if Isser fell in if it wasn't about the mishishim. If it was about the mishishim, it's irrelevant. Zion is the new principle. What's the new principle? We mentioned this already. This principle is called Kol Masha Nichnas Lesafek Mitzareif Levatel. Let's read inside. How you can stake there shall heter. New case. Exactly how this case, the deal blush of this Sifzayin fits in the deal blush of Sifim A through Vav, the notes we can't deal with, we won't deal with it now. How you can stake there shall heter v'nafal isotok achmen, the ain't your dual iso nafal. The ain't ba'achas v'levatel iso v'yesh b'shteyem k'di levatlo, new case. Stay him at Starfos Levatlo. Let's change this case. 20. But what if here you have an Isser and it falls into one of these two pots, which each has Heter of 30? One of these pots is now trait, then it's 30 to 1. But if you add them both together, it's 60 to 1. So what do? Do you add them 60 to 1, as if it was one pot, or not? Says the Mechaber, if together they're mitzvah, it's starfut levatlo, they're both mitzvah. The lo od elofil achach b'ayis, even if one is in the first floor, one is in the second floor, mitzvahfos. For within the filomea, even if it's 100 pots, they're mitzvah. But medvar mishay sheis l'adam echad, that's only if they're both owned by one guy, then they're mitzvah. Fisha kol shem shal adam echad osu l'sarif, because they would eventually get mixed, so they count together. They're two people, they're not mitzari. Okay, likewise, they say if you can't mix them, like the tastes don't match, or one is milchik, one is fleishik, then it's only things that could be mixed. As the Ramavi Yishmachmir, the Filbot, and Echad, and the Hakel, some people say you should not use this kula. Lutzar Hefzid Yishlahatr, only in Hefzid Maruba Yishmimatr, Bodim Echad, if they're owned by one person, Umiyu Ein Lachlo El Achshir Venu Yachad, the Uzkar Nisfatul Isser. But you have to actually mix them. Says the Ramah, big chumra. Says the Machaber, we're not going to go into how they get this from the Gemara. Says the Machaber, mitzarfem, and the answer is batel. That's called whatever is called, what's the principle? What was the principle? I just said it. Kol mashe nichnas l'safek, mitzarif l'batel. Wherever the answer might be, it's as if they're all mixed together, Vatel. Why? Because they should be mixed together. As long as they are things that should be mixed together. Right? They're owned by the same person, and they're kinds of foods that you're allowed to mix together based on the rules of human society and Jewish society. Not milk and fleisha. Not sweet and sharp, you know, two things. Okay, says the Ramah, no. Says Usser, only Mutter for Hefted Meruba, and even for Hefted Meruba, it's not only Mutter. Only Mutter for Hefted Meruba after you mix them. meaning he's not actually being mako on Hilchos Taruvos. He's only being mako on Bitulus L'Chachila. You're allowed to be Bitulus L'Chachila fucking Hesed Merubah in this case. Right? That's what he's basically saying. I'm not mako that it's bottle. I'm just mako that you can mix them and then it'll be bottle. So it's a very restricted kula. Right? Meaning, he's only mako to allow Bittel, Isser, L'chachila, not in all cases, only in cases of Nichlas and Suffolk, then Makom Hefsid Merubah. The Ramah, really, therefore I'm going to say Merubah, the Ramah just says Hefsid, doesn't hold for this cooler variant. So Makom Hefsid Merubah, you can mix it together and then it'll be, then Taka will be Bottle. But the Machaber has a very broad Hefsid. Nope, it's always Bottle. Big Mach looks Rishonim. This broad Hefsid of the Machaber doesn't make sense. They're not mixed. How can you say Bottle? Some say only when it's Mr. Rabbanon. Some say even when it's Mr. Doraisa. Okay, doesn't matter because we're not Machaberites, we're Ramonics. What do we say? If the Isser might be in more than one place, and together they can be Mevatel, we don't rely on that Bittel. Except if it's Hefsid Merubah, we rely that you can mix them all together and then it'll be Bottle. So for the Ashkenazim, it's a very restricted Kula. Okay, Hadran Allah, Hilchos Taruvos, and for sure, Hadra Chalan. And anyone who wants to be mashlim, please take one of these things that I prepared. And over Ben Azmanim, you can call me 20.